following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Doom Daily Show. Today is April 2nd. Time is 1729. Guys, I had a very eventful day. A lot of things took place today, okay? So first and foremost, woke up, got my truck in, dropped off for service. I think I may have been taken advantage of at the Toyota dealership a little bit. When I went to talk to my mechanic, he told me, he said, dude, do not put this garbage transmission fluid in your truck. Buy the OEM stuff from Toyota. That's what I put in mine. That's what I would prefer you put in yours. I said, okay, I'll run out to Toyota and get it. And I'm sitting there talking to the guy. And he says, how many quarts of transmission fluid do you need? And I said, I don't know. What is the capacity say? He says, well, it says 4.4, so about 4.5, but that doesn't include your torque converter. And I was like, what is it with the torque converter? He's like, well, it would be about 7. And I said, okay, then I guess I'll take 7 quarts. And then he comes back with, I brought you 8 just in case. And I'm like, are we not looking at the computer screen? Do we really not know? Are you just trying to upsell me? So the guy sells me 8 quarts of this transmission fluid. Now, I got my smartphone on me. I can obviously see the capacity is 4.4 quarts. All right. However, I'm not sitting there trying to do all this while I'm in a line with other people trying to research this and everything else and find the capacities and argue with the guy. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll take the 8 quarts. It's like, okay. It's $150 for 8 quarts of Toyota's transmission fluid. Okay. And I was a little shocked by this, but I was like, you know what? Truck's got about 125,000 miles on this. I'm not going to do this again till it gets to 250,000. So it's okay. We'll ride with that. I'm not sweating it, but you bet your ass, whatever's not used, I will return, because it's $16.99 a quart. That's just not going to sit on the shelf. It's going to go back. All right. So that was one part of the eventful day. Truck's dropped off for service. Wham, bam, I'll get it in a few days and my truck will be good to the next oil change. And as far as major maintenance goes, hopefully I don't have to do anything major again for the next 100,000 miles, you know, and that'll be awesome. So what we did do today was we went on a really decent little interesting hike up to these waterfalls, and I believe the name of the park is South Mountain State Park, I think is where it is, and we've never been there before, and it's an extremely long drive to get into this place, and you're out basically in hillbilly USA. It doesn't even look like there's anything out there, and then boom, out of nowhere comes this little visitor center. So I'm thinking this visitor center is going to be, you know, it's going to be crap. It's not going to be very good. I go in there. There's running water inside the visitor center. There's interactive displays. There's like a nighttime interactive display where it's like you're in this darkened room and raccoons get light shined on them and stuff. And then you go push buttons and it shows you different parts of rivers and it, you know, different noises the turkeys make. It was a very nice visitor center. And they had a lot of different stuff available in there to buy, you know, firewood and camping supplies, this, that, the other. Again, I didn't know what was out at this park. I've never been there before. So it turns out they got a little auditorium in there. They got an outdoor, like, amphitheater type little place. They have decent bathrooms. I don't want to say fantastic, but they got all kinds of camping. They got hiking, camping, drive-in camping, all kinds of camping right along the river. There's really decently marked trails. The trails we went on today were pretty technical, and I would not, and I take my kids on these things, but my kids are different, okay? My children climb the stairs of the Acropolis in diapers, okay? So my kids are different than most people's kids. When, you know, when I talk to people and I say that, you know, I take my kids on these really long hikes and we go do all the stuff in the woods, they think that they're older. And I'm like, no, they're little. And they're like, yeah, my kids couldn't do that. Well, we're raising our children differently. That's why. Okay. So I wouldn't recommend taking very small children and just letting them loose and letting them go. You're going to want to carry them, hold their hand, help them. As I had to do with my youngest, I had to help him. He falls down a lot. He's not so stable. So we had to help him through these technical aspects of this trail. Not so something that was unmanageable, not something that, you know, an average person couldn't handle. Just if anybody goes up to this park and they go to these falls, I think the name of the fall is High Shoal Falls. My mind was blown by how nice the park was. For driving, you know, in the middle of nowhere with like half burnt down double wides and, you know, meemaw living in a four-door sedan out back kind of feel when you're driving into there, the park was really, really nice. So kudos to the state of North Carolina for keeping, you know, that park together and keeping up with that. Yeah, we try to get out and do these hikes every other week at least. We try to get out and go somewhere new and do something. It's not always the case. Things get busy, rain happens, etc. When we get back from this break, I'm wanting to get into something a little bit interesting with It's Doomsday Podcast. We'll be right back.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
Okay, so as I'm promoting the Doom Daily Show, I'm sharing it out there on, I think it was on Snapchat. I was sharing this on Snapchat. And if you guys listen to It's Doomsday Podcast, you know that everything has been beekeeping related from the Hive Life Conference 2024 that we did here in January. And I got to interview about a dozen people. It was great. Really had a good time there at the event. I want to try to get locked in to go back next year. And I have yet to get much feedback about the beekeeping episodes yet that we did on the show. And I figured, you know, people probably aren't that into it. Maybe they're just being nice by not saying anything. And then as I'm promoting the show on Snapchat, one of my listeners, he sends me a message back on Snapchat, you know, basically saying, hey, dude, I thought these beekeeping episodes were going to be trash and they were going to suck or whatever. He says, I'm really into it, man. This is fascinating. You know, something to that effect. And I'm like, awesome, because that's what I've been waiting for, is someone to give me a little bit of honest feedback of like, you know, do you like them? Do you not like them? Do they suck? Should we go back next year? Should we not go back next year? So I definitely think I'm going to be locking in the Hive Life Conference again. I had an absolutely great time out there. A lot of the people out there are really cool. I enjoyed meeting up with all these individuals. So we'll definitely be going back next year if we're invited, and I'd like to try to lock that in soon. So very, very eventful day. And my brain has been ping-ponging all over the place of you know, the three topics that I wanted to get into today on the show. And this is going to be a periodic thing that happens on Doom Daily, where it's like, well, we've talked about this one particular thing for the last 3 weeks straight, and, you know, maybe it's a little bit dead. So I kind of want to go and do a different route, not something that we're talking about in the news, but not something... All right, here we go. America, you're a bunch of fat fucks, all right? And you need to do more with yourselves, okay? Now, let me explain where this is coming from. For those of you that don't know, I work for an ambulance company part-time. We do a lot of transports of people. People back and forth to dialysis appointments. If they're coming out of the hospital, going home and going on to hospice, we do those transports. So I see a lot of people that are not in such great a shape, okay? And I look at these people and I'm thinking in my head, like, God, this guy's got to be like 90 years old, 50s. I'll look at somebody else, wow, this guy's got to be at least in his 80s, 50s. Look at this guy, like, man, he's a multiple amputee, this, that, the other, you know, diabetes issues. He's got to be pushing 60, late 40s. And this is what I'm seeing. We in this country used to be taught to take care of our bodies. And some of this was taught through religion. Remember gluttony and how bad it was. Remember treating your body as a temple. Remember these things that they used to teach us through religion. Nowadays, that's not the case anymore. All right. And we are becoming a very disgusting nation. If you guys have seen me in real life, or if you've seen me you know, on Clapper or TikTok or YouTube or somewhere, if you've seen me, you know I'm not in super awesome athletic shape, okay? I'm not some big 300-pound fat ass, but I'm in relatively decent shape, okay? So I'm weighing in these days at about 186, all right? And I'm almost 6 foot with shoes on, so you could do the math of how chunky I may or may not be in your eyes. Anyway, so when I go overseas, we go overseas every year, when I'm on the beach, I am the chunkiest guy on the beach every year, it seems like, unless it's an older male. Over where we go in Greece, it's kind of acceptable once you crack 50, 60s to start letting yourself go a little bit, but up until that point, it's unaccepted, right? But we have been accepting people a lot in society for just being fat, nasty slobs. And I know there's people out there like, hey, don't do the fat shaming thing, don't do that. Listen, it's not healthy, okay? Every time you go through that drive-through line at McDonald's, you are inadvertently hurting your health. Like, there's no myth to this. There's no, oh, that's maybe not true. And there is no, oh, well, people's bodies are different. No, if you sling garbage down your throat, you will in fact become garbage. Remember the whole you are what you eat thing? Remember that? And we used to talk about that. And I'm watching Americans just like get fatter. Like I can walk through Walmart and hear people's clothes expanding. Like I can hear them getting fatter. And it's really taken a toll on me just watching our society turn into this melting pot of fatzos, all right? I don't like it. And I don't like it for a few different reasons. The number one reason is as somebody who works on an ambulance and does this, the bigger you are, the harder you are to move, and the more likely I am to incur an injury trying to move you. There's a lot of EMTs, paramedics, first responders, firefighters that get injured, have back injuries from lifting fatzos, all right? And it's not an okay thing. Not to mention, the bigger you are, the quicker you die, okay? So let's break this down for a second. If you're 350 pounds and you eat like shit, your blood pressure's probably shit. Your kidneys are probably suffering. Your joints are suffering. This is what's happening. Your body wasn't designed to be fat, okay? So if you're walking around listening to this show like, man, I need that motivation to get to the gym, or I need that motivation to go for a hike or go for a jog, here's your motivation. Don't be a fat ass. And for anybody out there that says to themselves, man, I can't believe Jester's fat shaming people, I'm not sitting here making fun of fat people. I'm trying to clarify that being big is unhealthy and the complications that come with it and the repercussions you will face. So if you see some fat dude or fat woman or fat whoever going through Walmart and they're buying like 8 cases of Mountain Dew and all the sugary, nasty sweets, okay, this isn't that, oh, my body's different thing anymore at this point, or, oh, I have a thyroid issue. No, you have a fat ass issue, okay? And I will not feel bad for you. I'm not going to sit there and make fun of anybody to their face or do anything like that. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to fat shame someone in the middle of Walmart. But if you have a complication that arises after the fact, you did that to yourself. And if one day you're sitting in bed and they have to get the mega mover out to move your ass and they have to call in for backups and you were embarrassed because it took 6 people to move you out of your house when you have a medical emergency, remember you did that to yourself. Nobody force fed your ass fat and sugar. Nobody did that, okay? That's not a thing. So the other thing is, and this is how I look at this in my mind, if you're one of these big fat people and you're frequenting McDonald's three times a day, I mean, isn't this just the same as committing suicide? And we don't suicide shame people, right? But we also don't talk about that. And we also, you know, we try to get somebody that's suicidal help. And I feel like that's what we should be doing for the fatzos as well. But we don't. And do you know why that is? Do you know why we're not getting the help for the fatzos? I'll tell you right after these messages. We'll be right back.
Jester from It's Doomsday Podcast and the Doom Daily Show here. Do you ever find yourself overloaded with way too much information? Too many logins, too many passwords, too many websites for stuff you like? Yeah, I'm the same way. You don't have to worry about that with the Doom Daily Show and its Doomsday Podcast. Let's make it simple. Just visit linktree.com/JesterDooms. Add it to your bookmarks. That way, when you need to find the right information, it's right there, under a tap of your finger or a click of your mouse. Go to linktree.com/JesterDooms. Get it, got it, done. Remember, no one has all the answers, but this will provide you with a place to start. Linktree.com/JesterDooms.
Okay. So the reason that we don't fat shame, the reason there's no help for fatzos groups is because, simply because, Big Pharma makes money off the fatzos. Can I hear it in the back? Big Pharma makes money off the fatzos. Exactly, sir, in the back. So this is what it is. The bigger you are, the more health complications you have, and the more they can treat you. That's it. That's all it is, which kind of leads me into my next thing that I wanted to get into with this was the big pharma side of this. So aside from being, you know, aside from being a bigger person, there's a lot of things that are going on within big pharma as well. And they, just to keep it short and simple, they want to keep you medicated. All right. They want to keep you sick. They want to keep you coming back. They want you to keep utilizing their services. So I haven't got to talk to you guys yet about the blood type based diets. All right. The blood type based diets are basically eat right for your blood type. That's what this is. So if you're a type A, there's a certain way you eat. If you're a type O, there's a certain way you eat. If you're a type B, there's a certain way you eat, okay? And this goes back to one simple true fact, okay? And this is back in the day when human beings were evolving on this planet, blood types were regional specific. And each region had regional specific foods, okay? Today we have a smorgasbord of foods wherever you live. All right, you get food from all over the world. There's very little things that we're cut off on in America, right? You can get foods from Mexico. You can get foods from Europe. You can get foods from all over. And our bodies have not evolved to process all these different things, okay? And all the blood types are all mixed up now all over the world. It's not regional specific anymore, okay? So my understanding of this is, and the way it was explained to me and how I understand this is, the foods we're eating are regional specific foods to where our ancestors lived, and in turn, our bodies have gotten used to processing these foods, okay? Therefore, your body takes these foods and gets all the benefits and nutrients out of them and expels the waste, versus not eating a blood type based diet where you're intaking a bunch of food, maybe getting some minor nutritional benefits of it, and then converting the rest into waste and storing all the shit you don't need, like fat, okay? So that's how this works. So the reason I bring up the blood type based diet is I've never felt so great in my entire life. I've lost over 40 pounds since the beginning of September. I am doing phenomenal on the blood type based diet, okay? I go to my doctor. Last appointment I had with my doctor before this was over the summer. And I said, hey, listen, I'm getting these dizzy spells. I get up from the ground, everything's going black. Like if I bend over to tie my shoes and get up, I'm blacking out. What is going on? And come to turn out, it was a side effect of the blood pressure medication I was on because I had high blood pressure. Apparently, the blood pressure medication was not allowing enough blood to go to the brain. So whenever I'd bend over, whatever, I'm losing blood flow, losing blood oxygen to the brain. I'm standing up too quickly. The blood can't keep up. Therefore, I'm like blacking out every time I get up, right? So with that happening, I said, I got to make a change. I ended up talking to somebody online. They explained to me the blood type based diet. I was like, this is what I'm going to do. So I go back to the doctor, maybe in October. I want to say it was October, I think. And I'm in there talking to the doctor and they're like, you know, she's like, Doomy, you're doing great. What are you doing? She goes, your blood pressure is perfect. I guess the meds are working. I was like, no, I don't take them anymore. My blood pressure has returned to normal. She goes, okay. Well, you've lost a significant amount of weight since you've been in here. Have you been going to the gym? I said, no, I'm not going to the gym. Well, are you running? Are you working out? I said, no, I'm not doing any of that. And she goes, well, how did you get your blood pressure normalized without meds and going to the gym? And how did you lose over 40 pounds without going to the gym or any of this? And I said, oh, I'm on a blood type based diet now. It's phenomenal. And I explained to her what it was, and her mind was blown by this. She's never heard of this. This woman's been a doctor for years and never heard this information. And it's because it's not taught, because I was able to change diet and get away from medications. I was able to change diet and regulate my weight. I didn't need any pharmaceutical help for this, okay? Big Pharma hates that. I am a threat to them because of that. Me sharing this information with you right now makes me a threat. Now, what's crazy is, with the Big Pharma stuff and everything else, is this is a global issue, not just a U.S. issue, but it's really bad in the U.S. If you guys haven't heard about health tourism yet, let me enlighten you to this a little bit. The health tourism is basically where people have figured out you can get things done in other countries cheaper than you can in the U.S., right? And we'll talk about that right after this break.
Hey, make sure you join Jester, Scooter, and me, Spanky, Saturday nights, 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Beans and Weenie Show is Doomed.
And now, on with the conversation, and here's Jester. So the way it works is people are finding out, I can get health services taken care of, plus I can get a vacation out of it. So now people are doing the math like, oh, I could go to the dentist here in this country and I could pay $2,000 to get my services done, or I could take a little vacation, spend $200, get my dental services done, and use that $1,800 that I saved to have a nice vacation and enjoy my trip. And that's what people are doing. Who gives a shit if one day out of your vacation, your gums are numbed up because they hit you with some Novocaine and filled a few cavities? Who cares? That shit's going to go away by its time to go out to the bar later anyway. You know, you're going to be fine again. So who gives a shit, you know? And the other thing that I've seen with in other countries and research I've done, or just, you know, going overseas with my family, is there are doctors out there that will simply prescribe a better diet, okay? A better diet. You need to eat better. You know what? You're having issues with your eyes. There's this, that, the other. I want you to eat these particular foods for about a month or two. See if you have any improvements before we start giving you meds. We don't do that here in the States. That's not a thing, okay? Now, pharma is, we're going to get into big pharma a lot throughout this show, because like, I find big pharma to be disgusting. I find the medical industry in this country to be disgusting as well. It's bad. It's very, very bad. Something that absolutely chaps my ass and kills me is America is a very young nation, all right? In the grand scheme of things, we are a very young country. Our research is not very old, okay? You have countries out there that have 1,000 years on our research and have been doing things better for hundreds of years. But you know what? We have came to this conclusion in this country through societal manipulation that other countries' research doesn't matter because the U.S. is better. So other countries' medical research gets discredited here a lot. If they're doing something overseas and it's working, they will try to find a way to discredit it here in the States and keep you on the meds. Like that country that's across the pond that's, you know, 2,000 years older than we are, right? No, their research doesn't matter. They haven't been doing it longer. It doesn't matter. Forget that country over there. It doesn't matter what they say. We don't care. And let's keep everybody speaking different languages so this information can't get bounced back and forth. That's what this is. That is what's happening. And that's why a lot of people are traveling. Look up, when you guys get really bored and you have nothing to do, look up hair transplant tourism. Look that up. That's a fun thing. A lot of people are traveling over to Turkey for hair transplant surgery. I know I might be one of them if my hair keeps thinning out the way it is anyway. But one reason I wanted to get on this kind of things like this, this kind of topic is also because I got some news today. We might have a new herbal remedy person for Prep Stock, which is super cool. We're working on local prepper is going to be having a meeting tomorrow with this individual, a Zoom meeting, and going to find out if they want to confirm coming to Prep Stock, and we'll have a new person doing this. And I don't want to throw them out there and name drop them yet till we for sure get them locked in. But if you guys haven't got your tickets for Prep Stock yet, if you're planning on coming out to the event, meeting up with us in October, prepstock.net, go in there, get your tickets, get your trip figured out, come out, meet up with us. It's going to be a great time if you're into that sort of thing. So the reason I bring this up is this person does herbal remedies, okay? And herbal remedies are absolutely fan-fucking-tastic, okay? And that's what put my brain on this thought process of, hey, I gotta get into the big pharma shit a little bit today and let people know that there is alternatives out there, because that's what this show is. That's what this show is. This is cutting through the bullshit that they keep throwing at society and giving you guys some different alternative answers and alternative methods of things so you can live a better life and you won't get sucked into this bullshit. I mean, and there's a lot of people out there doing what I'm doing. The problem is they're so few and far between, and a lot of these bigger hosts, they can't identify with their listeners, right? Like, and I'm not saying anything bad about this guy in particular, but, you know, Joe Rogan has like the number one downloaded podcast globally, right? And I like Joe Rogan, but he gets into a lot of topics that I don't care about. He interviews a lot of people I don't care to hear from. He's not a bad host or anything. I'm not saying anything negative about the guy at all. His show is just not my cup of tea. But he is one of these guys that sees what's going on, and he is trying to spread some truth and trying to put a good message out there. He really is. But I don't listen because it's not my cup of tea. That's it, right? But for a majority of the people in the world, because it is the number one downloaded show, it is their cup of tea. And that's great. But there's a handful of people out there it's not. And if they gravitate toward this show, they can get similar things, you know, of what he's trying to push and what he's doing as well, which is really cool if you think about it, because there's a podcast out there for everybody. You don't have to listen to this one. If you don't like it, you can click next and go on to the next one on your Spotify or wherever it is you're listening. Also, if you are listening on Spotify or one of these platforms, I'd really appreciate it, guys, if you would leave a comment, leave a rating, leave a review. With the last few minutes we have here in the show, I wanted to get into the mRNA vaccine technology. If you guys listen to my other show, you know that we did some deep dives into that years ago and what was going on and, you know, the funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We got really deep into that. But there's something new that is now being talked about on talk radio and being talked about a little bit on the internet and being talked about on different media outlets. They're talking about this, and that's the mRNA vaccines within your food. Now, we said years ago that this was coming. We knew that this was coming. We knew this was part of the plan. Back then, they just called it a conspiracy. Did you ever sit there and scratch your head and wonder why the American farmer has been under attack for so long? Does anybody out there find that to be odd? Is anybody else out there scratching their head saying to themselves, why are they coming after the American farmer? It's because the government wants to take over farming. And once the government takes over farming, they get to deem what's in the food. And when they get to say, hey, this is what's in the food, or this is what we're putting in there, that's just the way it is. Think about how many foods out there have GMOs in them. Did you approve of that? I didn't approve of that. Did your dad, did your cousin, did your brother, did your sister? No, nobody did. They fucking did. Okay, they approved of the genetically modified organisms within the food. Okay, we didn't do that. The government did that for us. All right, and if you don't think that they're going to put these mRNA vaccines in foods, you guys are crazy. That is what's coming next, because they want these to be in everybody's system to make you fully dependent on big pharma. They want you to wake up. They want you to go to work in your EV. They want you to buy their pharmaceuticals when you're sick and rely on them for everything while they tax you to fucking death. And then they want you to die. And if that's not good enough, they want to make sure that you're paying, somebody out there is paying tax on your casket and all your bullshit when you're dead, paying off your debts, paying for your funeral, paying your final tax expenses, buying the death certificates. They want to make sure all that shit is paid for, right? But that's it. We're out of here. We'll see you guys tomorrow with another episode. Have a great day, everybody.
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.